Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Oro Cobre June 2019 quarterly market update. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. If you wish to ask a question via the webcast, please click on the Ask a Question tab on the top right corner of your screen anytime during the conference. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Martín Pérez de Solay, Managing Director and CEO. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Jesse. I would like to welcome you all to Oro Cobre's quarterly activities briefing for the June 2019 quarter. I would like to open the call with some comments on safety. I am pleased to advise that there were no lost time injuries recorded at Olaroz during the June quarter. We are continuing to work together with DuPont to develop and foster the company's safety culture and improve our overall performance on safety. Olaroz has now achieved 111 days without an LTI. The number of safety observations and audits has been increased to ensure that all proper safety procedures are being fulfilled by both Sal de Jujuy staff and contractors. At the end of the June quarter, Borax-Tincolayo mine had achieved 795 days without an LTI, and the Sijes mine has achieved 137 days without an LTI. A single LTI was recorded at the Campo Quijano plant at the start of April. Since then, Campo Quijano has achieved 89 days without an LTI. Moving on to the results for the June quarter, the Olaroz lithium facility achieved a total production of 3,455 tons. This was down 4% on the previous corresponding period, following our continuing strategy of managing brine quality, new pond preparation, and slightly lower than average evaporation rates that we experienced during the quarter. Production for the year was up marginally from fiscal year 2018 to a new record of 12,605 tons. Quarterly sales revenue was $27.8 million, which was down 17% quarter-on-quarter, with a realized average price achieved of $8,220 per ton on a free on board basis. Our June quarter product pricing was below that of the March quarter due to market softness. Sales volume for the quarter was down 4% Q-on-Q to 3,387 tons. Gross cash margins, excluding the Argentine export tax of $3,727 per ton, were down 29% Q-on-Q, mainly due to the lower average price received. Cash cost for the quarter on cost of goods sold basis were $4,493 per ton, up 7% on Q-on-Q, excluding the export tax of $572 per ton. Our operational strategy continues to focus on safety and quality. Quality improvement projects have been implemented to improve product packaging, which will address some customers' requests. Plant equipment availability is also under review with the aim of decreasing plant downtime due to unplanned maintenance. A review of soda ash use has identified opportunities to reduce consumption through a more detailed and frequent monitoring of soda ash dosage during processing. Moving on to the lithium growth projects. During the quarter, we announced that the Oro Cobre, Toyota Tsusho, and joint venture boards have approved the final investment decision for the Naraha lithium hydroxide plant to be built in Japan. Oro Cobre will hold a 75% economic interest in the project, with operations to be managed by TTC. The construction of the Naraha lithium hydroxide plant will further cement our position as a global lithium chemicals producer operating at the bottom quartile of the lithium cost curve. This plant will be the first of its kind in Japan and will provide us product diversification suitable for different battery technologies and the potential for significant margin growth on our primary lithium carbonate being converted to battery-grade lithium hydroxide. Construction of the Naraha lithium hydroxide plant is expected to commence early in the second half of 2019, with commissioning to commence during the first half of 2021. Construction of key items of stage 2 expansion of the Olaroz lithium facility, such as evaporation ponds, a secondary liming plant, Camp infrastructure and accommodation upgrades have continued to advance during the quarter. Moving on to the lithium market, market conditions remain subdued, impacted by macro factors, including slowing down economic activity and the ongoing China-US trade dispute. Lithium markets' specific factors, such as the change in Chinese EV subsidy policy and the recent interruption to the manufacture of energy storage system batteries, had directly impacted the battery supply chain. On the demand side, the removal of the approval list of EV suppliers potentially opens the Chinese market for international companies, and the tightening of emission targets in both China and Europe should bode well for future EV sales. We continue to build relationships with our customers for long-term supply. This involves product qualification, following which discussions can focus on pricing, volume, and timing. We expect the establishment of long-term strategic relationships and continuous improvement in product quality will ultimately deliver improved product pricing. Moving on to Borax Argentina, Borax has continued to demonstrate improved sales performance, with their business development projects being converted into sales growth. Unit costs continue to be controlled at or near record lows. The June quarter saw Borax deliver another good performance, with 11,758 tons sold. This is an increase of 10% Q&Q after the spot sale of 2,312 tons of low-value mineral products in the March quarter was removed. Total sales revenue was up 12% Q&Q, and the average price received after adjusting for the low-value mineral sale was up 3% Q&Q. On the corporate side, at the quarter's end, Oro Cobre Corporate had available cash of $248 million after expenditure mainly related to Olaroz expansion activities, Naraha lithium hydroxide plant joint venture equity contribution, corporate costs, and a Cauchari joint venture expenditure. Including Salesi Jujuy and Borax cash and project debt, net group cash at 30 June 2019 is $181 million. Moving on to our Cauchari joint venture, during the quarter, Advantage Lithium announced the engagement of Worley Parsons Chile to complete the pre-feasibility study and independent NI 43101 technical report on the Cauchari lithium project. The pre-feasibility study will evaluate processing options and complete a range analysis for up to 30,000 tons per annum final lithium product, including lithium hydroxide. Overall, this has been another good quarter for Oro Cobre, with a solid operational result, with good progress being made on the Olaroz Stage 2 expansion and construction of the Naraha lithium hydroxide plant, expected to commence early in the second half of this calendar year. I will now hand back to the operator for questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. And if you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. If you wish to ask a question via the webcast, please click on the Ask a Question tab on the top right corner of your screen. Your first telephone question comes from Joe Jackson with BMO Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Bria Murphy on for Joel Jackson. Thanks for taking my question. I'm just wondering if you can talk about your price realization so far in July. I know it's early in the quarter, but what's your outlook for pricing for this quarter?
Here it's David Ball here. Just in relation to pricing now, it's a little bit too early for us to comment on that, given that we're still finalising negotiations and delivery schedules with customers. But in regard to the general market condition, at this stage, we don't see any imminent market change in the way of improvement at this time.
Okay, great, thanks. And then just on the battery grade production, can you just speak about when that came back online and give us a sense of the mix between battery grade and technical grade this quarter? Thanks.
Well, we went back to the production of battery grade product during the month of May, and the average around 80% primary product, 20% battery grade product.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Nick Herbert from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gents. I wonder if you could just start by giving an update, please, on the sales side of things, just how you're seeing that order book develop, whether you're expecting to continue to be able to sell all you produce, and then also just on that technical versus batcher grade product, if you're seeing any changes in the level of demand or interest for either of those products. That's question one. Thanks.
In relation to the product split, during the June quarter, it was 20% purified, 80% prime in terms of sales. In regard to the overall market and how we see it, at a very high level, and we've seen a downturn in economic activity in China, which has obviously been exacerbated by the China-US trade situation. The impact of that in the domestic market in China and the consumer market has been quite marked in the respect that there's quite a degree of uncertainty, particularly in that consumer market, which, you know, is constituted by privately owned companies. So when you have government stimulus coming through from the Chinese central government, it tends to go more into the infrastructure side of things, which, you know, drives consumption for things like, you know, iron ore that we've seen evidence of recently. But within China itself, the privately owned companies are quite conservative in the way that they run their business. So hence on their inventory policies, they tend to run a more of a just-in-time inventory system. And what we've seen as a result of that downturn in China is other lithium suppliers have tended to concentrate on building inventory at customers in locations like Korea, Japan, and also Europe. What we're seeing right now is a re-entry or more activity from those suppliers in the Chinese market. So that's basically the, you know, the summary of the market condition as we see it at the moment. I'm not sure whether I've actually answered all your questions with that, though.
Well, some of it, thanks. I'm just trying to get a handle on, I guess, the way you're thinking about achieving sales versus your production, whether you have confidence that you'll be able to continue to sell all that that you produce.
Next
half or so.
Yeah, look, we've still got a split between contracted versus, you know, uncontracted or spot business of approximately, you know, 70%, 30%. So, you know, in terms of having confidence on, you know, whether we can sell everything that we produce, we're confident we can.
Okay, great. Thank you. And secondly, just on sort of the production side of things and outlook, appreciate you're not going to give formal guidance until August. Just wondering how we should be thinking about production for next year at this point, particularly in the context of the pond upgrade works that you've put through over the last year and some of those plant optimisations. I know obviously no one knows what the weather's going to do, but should we be expecting some incremental improvement from those changes, or is it really a stepped improvement that's possible next year?
Well, we expect, despite we can't give you a guideline on production at this point in time, as we said before, we do expect a positive outcome from the changes that we made in the pond management and then in the operation itself. However, as you did mention in your question, you never know the climate. And what we have seen over the years, that piece of every year has been worse than the previous one in terms of evaporation rates.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. Wait for August. And then finally, just on the stage two expansion at Olaroz seems to be progressing pretty well. Just wondering, has the formal review of the design and the equipment specification concluded now? And is there any change in the CapEx estimate or timing on that project?
Well, we'll continue along the same lines we said before. We are reviewing the technical stage. The technical review of the design has been completed. We haven't encountered large surprises there, and we're trying to work on a detailed timetable and detailed capex for the plant. But it, as I said before, yet haven't found significant surprises from what was communicated before.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Reg Spencer with Canaccord Genuity. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a question on pricing for me. I know you guys are not looking to provide any formal guidance at this stage, but this may be a more directional comment. SQM have guided to 20% lower pricing in second half calendar 19, which based on last quarter's pricing, you know, could imply 11 to 12. Now, obviously, they've always sold product at a meaningful premium to what you guys have been able to achieve for a bunch of different reasons. But based on the visibility of your order book, and I know your comments earlier, Dave, but you know, have we seen the worst in pricing for Orocobre? Or might there be some further weakness or further fall that we could expect in the back half of this calendar year?
I think the answer I can give you to that, Reg, is, you know, in relation to the SQM example, is that you know, we're Orocobre is a bit of a leading indicator here on, you know, market pricing in terms of being the first mover, I suppose, and that's partly due to the fact that, you know, we believe SQM last year had, you know, contracts in place where they, you know, managed to hold their weighted average price up quite successfully in the 2018 calendar year, and that even rolled into, you know, January of this year. So it's only been post that they've started to experience, I suppose, the market reality of you know, the current market conditions. So in terms of the magnitude of decrease that, you know, they're guiding to, I think there's probably an element of catch up in that in percentage terms. But look, at this time, I can't really give you any guidance in percentage terms or otherwise on how we see the quarter panning out at this stage. It's just a bit too early.
But from that,
David's comments, it's important to know how we are managing the company, and we are managing the company to continue to improve the current 45% gross margin that we enjoy. I think that Orocobre is a company that even in very low price environments enjoys a very good operating margin, and we're also looking into ways to further reduce it and improve the efficiency. So that's the key. Never know when the bottom of the price is. We all hope it is. We've got there, but you know, the market continues to further develop in a way you never know. So the strategy is to be the lowest cost producer, so as to be able to not only keep the current margins but improve them.
No, understood. Thank you. Does this feed into your strategy? Obviously, some of your peers are managing sales volumes, and I think this could follow on from Nick's earlier question. But given your position on the cost curve, you may not necessarily need to manage your sales volumes and control your inventory levels, and as you said, you'll continue to look to sell everything you produce.
That's true. Inventory levels, of course, may change slightly because we've changed the way we produce in the periods in which we have low evaporation rates and low brine concentration. We focus more on brine production. And when the brine concentration is higher, we focus on purified production. So that's the That's it. That may impact on inventory, but we are not doing any sales management.
Okay. And just one last question again on pricing. second half, I know, Dave, that you made your comments that you're not in a position to provide guidance at this stage. Are you in a position or would you be willing to provide some sort of directional guidance on how much purified product you'd be looking to sell in the second half and whether that could have a slight positive impact on your average pricing?
Reg, it's even a little bit too early for that because not only are we, you know, finalising deals with customers in terms of pricing, but also delivery schedule. Obviously, depending on where the purified volume sits, across the second half, it will have an influence on the price, but just not in a position to give you any clarity on that just now.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to ask a question via the webcast, please click on the Ask a Question tab on the top right corner of your screen. The first webcast question comes from Jacob Gunther from Almarty. The question reads, what is the cost difference between producing primary grade and battery grade?
Well, the cost difference between producing both is a primary product that we produce. Battery grade is a product that we produce qualifications. The cost difference is the cost of the purification that we run. And we haven't disclosed this to the market.
Thank you.
Jesse, it's Andrew Barber. Martin's line was dropping out a little bit there, so I might just answer that question myself. That's okay. We traditionally have had a cost of difference of roughly about $2,000 per tonne between primary and purified battery grade. We're obviously working constantly on reducing that margin, but typically it reflects the revenue difference that we see between those two products as well. So we see similar margins on an EBITDA basis between those two products. So thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back to Mr. Martin Perez de Soleil for closing remarks.
Well, I wanted to thank you all of you very much for participating in this call and for your continued support as investors. You know, Kroger, the lithium market has been going through some difficult times in terms of pricing. What we think is the key strength of Kroger is the ability to support these conditions and continue to earn a good growth margin on its production. It's also the right time to continue and go ahead with the investment in Stage 2 and the lithium hydroxide plant that we're moving ahead in Naraha in Japan jointly with our partner TTC. So thank you very much, and we'll join you soon in our annual release at the end of May, in the month of August. Thank you.